Or let me tell you about the Seahawks. So it's a Seahawk Friday here at Cairo, KTTH, here on East Lake Avenue East. The Seahawks, 10 a.m. on Fox, at Houston, at the Texans. Surprising, I got to say surprising. Surprising. Granted, the Seahawks are 4-8. They suck. But they're 8.5-point underdogs. Brady, how do you see it playing out? First of all, I'll tell you why that line is horrible, and there might be free money in the offing, but how do you see Sunday?
Well, I mean, it's no question that the Seahawks haven't had a good season this year, and the rating of them being underdogs is expected, considering we've won few games and few and far between, and one team twice we've beaten, which is the 49ers. But I feel like it's going to be a close competitive game unless Russell Wilson decides to throw a lot of interceptions.
Or go to Denver.
So
he's denying that. Okay, well, here's the thing. No matter how much the Seahawks suck, the Texans suck even more. They're 2-10, one home victory. It's crazy. They get killed at home. And in their own division, the Colts so far this season have hung a 30-burger on them twice, nearly identical scores. 31-0, Colts win at Houston. Then up in Indy, they spot the Texans 3 points and beat them 31-3. I mean, the Texans suck. So this is where, okay, granted, whatever, if you think there's a home field advantage against a fellow crappy team. The thing is, 4-8 is not 2-10. And especially when the Texans, you know, are losing badly at home. And I understand at the beginning of the season, hope sprung eternal when the Texans soundly trounced the Jaguars. But that's when, what's his name? You know, handsome McHairhead from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence. Still, I don't think he knew what color uniforms he was supposed to be throwing to early on in the season. So the Texans get kind of a freebie. That's one of their two wins. But so anyway, I got to say, I'd call it even. It's not like the Seahawks are flying to the East Coast, you know, to Bangor, Maine or something. Yeah, they're going two time zones right. So I got to tell you, an outright Seahawk victory is not out of the question. But 8.5 underdogs, like I say, that's free money. Of course, this is not in any way, shape, or form anything but entertainment. It's not connected to the gambling industry whatsoever. I'm just curious what Vegas thinks about this. Well, I know breaking news is just in. Elon Musk says he may be bored. Okay, team coverage at 11. SpaceX owner and Tesla CEO Elon Musk speaking during a conversation with legendary game designer Todd Howard at the E3 gaming convention in L.A. said he was bored. He then tweeted, "Thinking of quitting my jobs and becoming an influencer full time, WDYT," which, because I'm down with the kids and their wacky lingo, what do you think? He tweeted that. And becoming an influencer. What do you mean becoming? He is an influencer. If he gets high on Joe Rogan's show and makes some irresponsible statement, his car company stock plummets. The most valuable market cap car company on earth, the stock plummets. He said sort of offhand to his SpaceX employees, we may go bankrupt. Oddly enough, Tesla stock took a digger on that as well. Hey, everyone, good morning. Let's all stand up and clap. Yay. Oh, by the way, we may go bankrupt. So now he says, I'm thinking of leaving my job and becoming an influencer. And by the way, there is a full-on divestiture. There's a lot of people getting losing Tesla stock and a bunch of other stocks right now. Because there's a bunch of tax reasons for 2022, and there is a person in the White House who has not been in the private sector since 1967, and so a lot of people, some say that they don't have a lot of faith in that making it a lovely profitable 2022. So we'll find out. But that, you know, when Elon tweets, people lose money or make money. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. And this, I guess the only historical analogy that might be accurate would be if Howard Hughes were alive today. But first of all, he'd be clawing helplessly at the inside of his coffin. But then, not the point. If he was tweeting today, if he was alive today and tweeting, could he affect, you know, TWA when he owned that, or Lockheed or whatever? You know, yeah, most assuredly, yeah. But then again, he would probably have a board that would immediately elect him or vote him off the board at that point. But so we'll see. But he would be culturally bereft. It would be a desert if Elon Musk was just an influencer. Like, and so what's he going to do? TikTok videos in a thong or something? But all right. Yesterday, we were honorarily declaring Spanaway Fafoville for 24 hours because a pair of men kicked somebody's door down at 4 a.m. yesterday. And they kicked the wrong door down. I can tell you that at least one guy was thinking that right up to the point where he died on the man's front lawn. King 5 caught up to the chap and talking about those scary moments yesterday morning. And then Pierce County PIO with, I got to say, some badly timed advice. This is King 5 last night.
I took action upon that, which was unfortunately taking one life and the other one ran.
When deputies arrived at the home, they found one 24-year-old male unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Smith told deputies that two men had broken in. Deputies searched the area for the second break-in suspect, but he still remains at large. Smith says the incident may have lasted for less than a minute, but that's all the time you may have in these kinds of situations.
You get to talk about it a lot with your friends, or you get to talk about it with your family and go, yeah, we all carry, but, you know, well, this is what I would do. This is what you would do. It's way different when it actually happens.
Complete their investigation.
Sergeant Darren Moss, spokesperson for Pierce County Sheriffs, says that while you are allowed to defend yourself, a direct confrontation should be avoided if possible and should only be seen as a last resort.
Call the police right away. Let us come and handle the confrontation if possible. If it moves to self-defense, we'll figure that out when we get there for the investigation. But we always urge people, call 911 right away. Focus on protecting yourself and your family. Don't try to go and initiate a confrontation with an intruder.
And as Smith tries to move on, he says that although it's unfortunate the life was taken, he feels that it was justified.
I have the right to carry, and I have the right to protect myself, and I have the right to protect my property. We practice. You never want to put it in action because it's still a human life. But my life is more important to me than theirs is. And me going home to my family and my kids is more important to me than theirs is. I don't know what they wanted out of this house. I don't know what they were doing, but I don't care.
Fafo, right there. Fafo in action. You know what? And now, Brady, I'm not sure I heard a second one. It sounds, the more I hear that, it sounds like the Pierce County deputy, who's their spokesperson, said, call 911. I mean, everybody knows it's 911, but I don't know. Maybe he did. I mean, granted, he gives a disclaimer, you know, which is, you know, everyone gets to defend themselves. It's their right and all that. But you heard him urge that before there's a confrontation. I really don't know what to say, except when a pair of people kick the door down at 4 a.m., the confrontation is on. It's, you know, they don't come in and say, is the coffee on? Where do you keep the half and half? Splenda, I want sugar. Yeah, that's not why two people kick a door down at 4 a.m. And, you know, anyone who assumes otherwise, some benign motives, you're probably putting your and your family's life in peril. Because 4 a.m., that's drug crap. I'm not saying that good, upstanding burglars will knock on the door at 4 p.m. with the sun up. I'm saying, sorry, but I've spent this week driving up Highway 7 at 3:30 in the morning. I used to drive in to another radio station from Monroe at 3 in the morning. If you're out and you're not headed to work at that time of the morning, you're doing criminal crap or drug crap. And there's just not a good reason to kick my door in. At you know what? I mean, at high noon, or when we're sitting around for breakfast, there's no reason to kick my door in. You mean me harm when you kick my door in. So, I mean, with all due respect to Sergeant Moss, the Pierce County PIO, I don't want a confrontation either. And you know what? Here's what I would tell all of you. Call 911 when the situation is resolved. Don't drop your intent to defend yourself to call 911. Unless you actually think that, beep, boop, boop, yes, 911, someone kicked my door. If you really think they're going to leave because of that, then you're sorely mistaken. So, first of all, don't go on TV after the event. Because you're just putting pressure on a certain element of people to call the Pierce County prosecutor and say, I'm disgusted that that person had a firearm. They used it to end an innocent life. They didn't even ask the person what motivated them to do crime. They just shot them just for the simple act of destroying a door. You know, just stay off TV. That being said, yeah, good for you. And when somebody does that, I would just, you know, if I was Pierce County, I would be real careful about the way you sound about that. Oh, by the way, did I mention the reason it was badly timed? Did I mention that? Why? We'll replay what the deputy said here in just a second about you calling 911 first before you defend yourself. And then I'll that'll be the shot. Wait till you hear the chaser. Back right after this. Brian Suits here. Friday, December 10th, 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with our right-way traffic. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Brian Suits back here, 770 KTTH here on your Friday. All right, so you heard from the resident. Used a firearm to defend himself. Two people breaking into his house at 4 a.m., not selling encyclopedias because no one even knows what an encyclopedia is anymore and all that. So here's the Pierce County PIO about why you should call 911 in the middle of something like this.
Moss, spokesperson for Pierce County Sheriffs, says that while you are allowed to defend yourself, a direct confrontation should be avoided if possible and should only be seen as a last resort.
Call the police right away. Let us come and handle the confrontation if possible. If it moves to self-defense, we'll figure that out when we get there for the investigation. But we always urge people, call 911 right away. Focus on protecting yourself and your family. Don't try to go and initiate a confrontation with an intruder.
And as Smith tries
okay,
to move
so
on.
I'm not going to sharpshoot him on. Everybody knows it's 911. Okay, so whatever. But, I mean, granted, the disclaimer, you know, if it goes to this or whatever. But I would say when the door is kicked in, it's gone to self-defense. There's no, I don't understand the gap between two guys kicking the door in and then between that and it going to self-defense, you getting to call 911. But so anyway, that's the shot. And here's the chaser. Seattle Times this morning, quote, Washington State's 911 office and local counties will investigate a widespread 911 outage incident that affected King County and six other counties on Thursday, according to the Washington State Emergency Management Division. The state agency said most 911 services were restored Thursday afternoon after issues were reported in seven counties, including King, Clallam, Jefferson, Kitsap, Whatcom, Skagit, and Snohomish. Emergency 911 services in Seattle were fully restored around 5:30 p.m. And by the way, don't say, well, notice Pierce wasn't on there. Well, apparently by accident. But anyway, that just, you know, and granted, he prevaricated. He said, you know, if it has to, we'll deal with that. If it has to go to self-defense, we'll deal with that later, you know, and the whole thing. It's just that I don't get it. In this incident, from everything I just heard from the King 5 report, it was at self-defense when they kicked the door down. Unless there's some new thing that's happened in the Northwest, like planking or something. Yeah, all the kids are kicking doors down at 4 a.m. I assume there's hostile intent. And I don't need to be proven otherwise before I defend myself. I mean, that's just that. And this brings something up, by the way. for all of you who arm yourselves, congratulations. Go to the range often. You can buy what are called snap caps, which are non-bullets. Practice reloading. Practice clearing a stoppage. You can practice that at a range, or you can practice it safely out in the woods at a burn or at home with non-bullets. There's dummy bullets you can use. It's called snap cap. You can practice a stoppage, because those can really put a crimp in your style in the middle. When you need it, you need the gun to operate correctly. But you're the operator, right? So this what happened yesterday morning brings up something that's always annoyed me. A lot of people, first-time gun owners, and there's a record number in across the country, record number of first-time gun owners in 2020 and 2021. And oftentimes they will buy some sort of, 10-session training thing at the range and all that. But here's the deal. Because they have a saying, the folks who have gone to war, I have it on good authority, that train like you fight, that way you'll fight like you train, is a reality. And muscle memory and the way you train is very, very important. Okay, I don't know a range that will do this, unless you arrange for it special. I don't know. I mean, I've been to most of the indoor ranges around here. I used to shoot up at Kenmore, which I love. But the thing is, this guy had to go from asleep to throwing down with a shooting iron in complete darkness in less than a minute. So here's what he did not have. He didn't have eye protection on, and he didn't have ear protection on, and there were no lights on. If your range or your shooting class allows you, because here's the deal. If you ever discharge a firearm in a building with no eye protection in the dark and no ear protection, it's jarring, but you need to know what's coming. If you don't know what's coming, you might be just as shocked as the person you're supposed to be stopping. You're not trying to kill them. You're just trying to stop them. It's up to them if they want to be killed. It's up to you to arrange the meeting. But the thing that shocks most people when you are allowed to shoot in the dark without ear protection is, damn, that's loud. And wow, that flash blinded me. I'm no good. If I'm going to do controlled pairs, if I'm going to do two to the pump house and one to the junction box, that's tough after the first round. And so find a place that lets you do that, or find somebody, a private, a friend who can arrange for that. Yeah, like I said, you can go out in the woods and you might get an echo, but nothing like the enclosed space of your bedroom, your hallway, or whatever. So like I say, they're, drawing on various experiences I may or may not have had. Train like you fight, that way you'll fight like you train. So I would say 4 a.m., deep sleep, deep REM sleep, door kick, that's your worst case scenario. If you want to do a sleepover at a range, and then whoever owns it at 3 a.m. Decides to set off an alarm, and everyone has to get up in their lane without lights on and start blazing away in controlled pairs, then by all means, I think that's a great idea, because you're simulating how this guy had to react, and until thieves start operating bankers' hours. Or if someone can buy the meth heads a watch, then, train you like you fight. That way you'll fight like you train. And then if you want to drill down more, just don't go to the range when you buy the gun, fire 100 rounds and take it home. Because remember, amateurs shoot till they get it right. Pros practice till they can't get it wrong. So I'm full of aphorisms today. Back in a minute, we shall not tarry. It is Brian Suits here, the 10th of December, 770 KTTH. Back in a second, let's check in, get you to work with the right way traffic. AM 770 KTTH. It is your Friday morning. Brian Suits here until 9. Then it's Dan Bongino. And today, they give the guy some peace. The Senator Robert Dole, his body lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda yesterday. Now they're moving him to the National Cathedral, and the president is giving the same speech the second day in a row. So we'll get to, speaking of approval of Democrats versus Congress, versus Republicans, we'll get to that here in just a second. I don't know why this is resurfacing today. I won't complain, though. It's very funny. It's many years old. I mean, 7 years old. Gavin McInnes, who was actually one of the co-founders of Vice, made his money and walked away, won his lottery. And now he's got the media hates him now because he was one of the guys that sort of was at the epicenter of the Proud Boys and all that. Then he had to disavow that and the whole thing. Anyway, he had an exchange with a very woke, liberal, white person who said that America, from the ground up, the system is evil, mainly because of the white people. And he invited her to a debate at a stand-up comedy club in New York and owned her in 45 seconds.
White people are evil. White people suck. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And
I don't think we should be ashamed of ourselves. I think that we should take responsibility for the system that we've created.
Best system in the world?
We do not have the best system
in the
world.
Who has a better system?
There are many European countries that are much better off than us.
Oh, you mean like the European countries with a higher density of whites, like Northern Europe?
That's one way to phrase it, I guess.
You don't mean Turkey.
No.
You don't mean Eastern Europe.
No.
With the communists. So the only time you can come up with a system that's better than America, it's a country that's more white than America.
Crickets.
I don't understand.
I don't know what to say to that. So
the dominant.
So anyway, I haven't seen that in years. I don't know why it's resurfacing today. But
I've never heard that before.
You never?
No, and I love it. she got owned.
And that's the thing. The audio is good enough. You should see her there at the end.
Please tell me it's just a stunned look on her face.
My friend.
I don't know.
My friend Scam Likely is calling. Is that Irish?
Scam Likely?
I'm sorry. Scam O'Likely. Oh. I don't know. It's a new operating system for Android. I don't know what Apple says, but if a call if it's a number that you've never seen, it says Scam Likely. I've always wanted to call. Hey, Scam, what's up? But so anyway, I'll retweet this out because you have to see the look on her face. But Gavin McInnes is cursed with being very, 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 very snarky and hilarious. So let's go around the room, show of hands, who wants to hear it again? Okay.
White people are evil. White people suck. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And
I don't think we should be ashamed of ourselves. I think that we should take responsibility for the system that we've created.
Best system in the world?
We do not have the best system
in
the world.
Who has a better system?
There are many European countries that are much better off than us.
Oh, you mean like the European countries with a higher density of whites, like Northern Europe?
That's one way to phrase it, I guess.
You don't mean Turkey.
No.
You don't mean Eastern Europe.
No.
With the communists. So the only time you can come up with a system that's better than America, it's a country that's more white than America. I don't understand.
I don't know what to say to that. So,
all right. So I'm. By the way, if you don't follow me, well, what the hell is wrong with you? It is at Dark Secret Place on the Twitter machine, and I am sharing that link. Bada bang! There you go. So it's out there. Watch the video. It's very, very funny. Speaking of funny videos, let's dip into this because the always hilarious. Bob Dole, the always hilarious
From 50
Joe
years
Biden.
Of friendship, there's one that especially captures what Bob Dole was as a man and, in my view, as a patriot. We were on our way to the 50th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy, but we started in Italy, in Anzio. Much has been written about his time in Anzio, but to be there with him felt significantly different. He was on a mission in the mountains. Nazi gunfire and mortar fire was thick. A man was dying, men were dying, facing a hail of bullets. Second Lieutenant Robert Joseph Dole hurled a grenade into an empty gun nest. He was trying to help a fallen comrade, his platoon radioman. when everything changed. And I mean everything changed. His spine was damaged because fire tore across the hills, shattering his body. Grievously wounded, he was paralyzed. Dragged behind a wall, Bob would pass in and out of consciousness, dreaming of home as he lay bleeding in a foxhole for nearly 9 hours. He was 21 years old. Nearly eight decades on, we gather here in a world far different from the mountains battlefield in 1945. But there's something that connects that past and present.
This is at the National Cathedral, and we'll dip out of that. I think that yesterday, giving credit where credit is due, President Joe Biden did a very, very moving, short, sweet, extremely respectful presentation speech there with Bob Dole in the Capitol Rotunda. And so we'll leave this to the news for later on tonight. For the record, by the way, there's several very, very big American national cemeteries in Italy. Don't know quite what the president was referring to, but Bob Dole was not part of the Anzio amphibious operation. He came to the 10th Mountain Division late 1944 after that. But so anyway, otherwise, I know not the time to joke about the president's accuracy or ability to recall actual events that have happened in the past, where, you know, cameras say that something else happened, but just pointing that out. Whatever you do, don't say cognitive decline, because that's we don't say that. That's one of the weirdest things. By the way, I'm assuming you've all heard the corn pop story from a couple years ago. That's the craziest thing about that entire story, was as wacky as that story was about him being a lifeguard and a local guy who was evidently a bad dude named Corn Pop. He needed him to wear a hairnet in the pool, and then to hear the whole story, right? That's the craziest thing about that story, is how accurate it was. Now, the guy conflates, I talked with some PFC in Afghanistan at 8,000 feet behind a machine gun, and it turns out he talked to a, you know, Air Force crew chief at the tarmac in Baghdad. Or something, you know, who complained about the soft serve ice cream machine constantly being down. Like, what is this, McDonald's? And so he confuses those things all the time, things that happened 5 years ago or 6 years ago. But he gets something that happened in the early 60s completely right. Because when that clip broke, that, you know, Biden goes on a long James, you know, Bond villain monologue about his nemesis named Corn Pop. Well, they did some background on it. It turned out to be correct, because the guy's obituary is out there, and that it says he was nicknamed Corn Pop all his life. And that was the craziest thing about that. But anyway, I'm just sort of a side note there on that. Well, so the World Health Organization, here is what they said. The exact impact is still difficult to know. That is the Omicron variant. This is the Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. We only had 23 months to practice that. Said at a media briefing from the group's Geneva lair that scientists across the world are scrambling to determine just how contagious and lethal the mutated virus has become. Then he goes, blah, 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 certain features of Omicron, including its global spread, blah, 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 blah. And then I save you six pages. And what he winds up saying is, so far, it's not as lethal as it normally would be, which goes in, which sort of fits into what we know about the life cycle of mutating viruses, that they mutate for the purpose of spreading, not killing. If it kills its vector, it's not very successful. That's why, you know, we're not required to get an Ebola shot, you know, before eighth grade, you know, in Cedro Woolley or whatever. So anyway, it appears that the fifth cold is here, and that some say the pandemic is over and it's time to panic on the economy. I'll give you those numbers when we come back. Back in the second, Brian Suits here at 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with our right-way traffic. Hey, I'm 770 KTTH. Brian Suits here one last time here on your Friday morning. And again, Seahawks, 8.5 underdog, 8.5 point underdogs at Texas, and Texas sucks at home. So anyway, free money. They're at least going to cover, right? I mean, at least I'm saying outright win, but more to lock. They cover that. But so anyway, hilarious anecdote. President Joe Biden giving a lengthy eulogy for Senator Bob Dole, and then this is not deja vu. This is Friday morning. This is at the National Cathedral, and wait, don't shout out the ending if you know it.
He once endured the wrath of his fellow Republicans when there was a legitimate fight going on to defund Amtrak. Now, I've traveled over 1,200,000 miles on Amtrak because I commuted every single day. Came time for literally the deciding vote. The deciding vote on whether we're going to defund Amtrak. And he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak. And obviously, you might guess, he was asked why. Why would you do that? He said it's the best way to get Joe Biden the hell out of here at night so he's not home in the morning. Excuse my.
That's, I have never heard that story in the past 24 hours since he told it almost verbatim this time yesterday. So, and by the way, the entire front row are the identical audience that heard the same story yesterday. So I don't, is he wearing the same suit? Did he reach in there and grab the same speech? So anyway. That's why, as I say, if you heard it yesterday and that sounded familiar, yeah, don't shut out the ending because Joe Biden will spend the night. So, and you know, but I shouldn't sharpshoot him because, you know, he only had 46 years in the U.S. Senate with Bob Dole to come up with a different wacky anecdote. So there you go. Anyway, Bob Dole's fingernail clippings still funnier than Joe Biden. So that's, many have said that, me included, that had Dole not sort of suppressed his humor in 96, he might have come across more warmly to the voters. But he was all business. He was a serious guy. You know, that was the whole Norm Macdonald impression of Bob Dole from Saturday Night Live. You know, that was what it was based on, was Bob Dole. Vigorous man, all that. You know, it was too bad because anyone who knew him off camera knew that the guy was hilarious, and that's why the Democrats were kind of afraid of, oh, geez, this guy is more on it than Bill Clinton. You know, in '96, he, you know, more naturally witty, the whole thing. Well, so, but they also knew that he turned it off when the cameras were on. He wasn't funny, and so they, and conveniently, they're all forgetting that they attacked Bob Dole for age back in '96. Well, not a good day for a certain cohort of Americans. You may find yourself in this group of Americans, so pay close attention. If you require food, water, and basic food supplies to survive, not a great report today for the Consumer Price Index and the annual inflation rate. If you drive a internal combustion automobile to work, you've already seen this at the pump yourself in real time, and you've seen the "I did this" stickers all over the place. Where did we get whoever did that? Good for you. Please send me some. Well, 6.8%. If you're in that narrow class of people who put food in your head hole, or maybe you've had some of these children that I think you'll find require a periodic feeding and watering. Sometimes you have to clothe them. The more you feed them, the more they grow. And then you need to get them more of those clothes. Well, the price of all that crap is going to be going up 6.8% with no end in sight because our government continues to print money blithely unaware that inflation is a function of the money supply. And also the double whammy that we're all chasing after, in my case, a three cushion plus two cushion love seat combo to go in my living room because it's still cheaper than moving it up from where it currently sits. Okay, so a very bad scene. How is this affecting stuff and junk? This is from MSNBC. Micah Roberts, a partner at Publican Opinion Strategies, a Republican pollster for the consumer survey they did today, said, quote, "The COVID approval number is actually, I think, the more important one. As goes COVID, so goes the Biden presidency, and that's really proving to be quite true," close quote. I doubt it. I think it's the money. I think it's the inflation. The approval rating, listen to this, the approval rating among those who voted for him has dropped from 80% to 69%. I love that people voted for him, and he starts at 80% approval amongst people that voted for him. Anyway, it's gone to 80%, down to 69, no snickering. There have been notable declines among Americans 18 to 34, in other words, people who don't vote, and suburban residents. But listen to this. As bad as Biden's number may be, the polling data for Democrats in Congress is far worse. Republicans now sport a historic 10-point advantage when Americans are asked which party they prefer to control Congress, holding a 44 to 34% margin over Democrats. I mean, literally, that's never been that, there's never been such a gap. You know, Clinton had a big congressional reset, historic. I mean, veto proof. Obama had the same thing. I mean, Bush had the same thing. I mean, every president 2 years after they're elected needs to learn how to work with probably the opposition party. Many say, well, this looks like a sure thing. Usually it's just Congress in general is in the crapper for polling. But this time, 44%, the Republicans can handle the economy better. That's significant. Anyway, if the election were tomorrow, it would be an absolute unmitigated disaster for the Democrats, said Jay Campbell, partner at Hart Research Associates and Democratic pollster for the survey. And what's funny, what's kind of baked into the cake is that so many of the bluest of blue are currently in D.C. surrounding Biden's hive. And they're the ones saying, no, they want to see more control over COVID. Whereas if the president, the guy who has not been in the private sector since 1967, if he says, what if we eliminate federal gas tax for 6 months? And so we knock the price down at the pump. They're going to be aghast. And they're going to say, all you're going to do then is kill polar bears. You're going to encourage people to drive as if you're suddenly finding money that rather than clothes and food, you'd just be driving around. Hey, kids, just eat the flies that hit the windshield or something like that. All right. It's been a fun week. Thank you very much. It's great to be back on the air here in Seattle. And maybe we'll do it soon in the future. I'm in moving mode now. So it's Decoration Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then all next week. But you can catch me at Dark Secret Place on Twitter. It's like a all day radio show that you have to read. Kind of like that, because I'm constantly on Twitter. And my podcast at darksecretplace.com, that's where that is. I'll be dropping that later on today. Thanks a lot to Brady. You've been, you know what? You're an angel straight from heaven.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Did you break your wings?
Did I break them?
When you fell from heaven.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good guy. Thanks a lot. Good to work with you. And everyone have a good weekend. And like I say, Seahawks outright win. I think that's probability covering 8.5 points. I think that's a mortal lock. Come on, please. Anyway, see you on the internets, everyone. This is Brian Suits Out, 770 KTTH. And Dan Bongino is next. But here's Right Way Traffic.